Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Ghostbed. Guys, it's time to sleep better. Look, sleep is the biggest thing we do, right? Unless you're a porn star, then maybe, you know, that maybe there's a girl named Denise that's the biggest. I don't know. I don't watch a ton of porn at the airport anymore. Ghostbed is my favorite bed. I'm not even just saying that because they're a sponsor of the podcast. The high quality and super comfortable award-winning mattresses are crafted in the U.S. and Canada. Did you know that 60% of U.S. adults are too hot when they're trying to sleep? Myself included. That's why Ghostbed designs all their beds with cooling features so that you stay comfy and asleep all night. All right? Any of the Ghostbed mattresses have an adjustable base so you can get the ultimate sleep experience. A couple facts about Ghostbed. 60,000 plus five-star reviews. You can't beat that. Handcrafted and made in the U.S. 101-night at-home sleep trial on all mattresses and pillows. 20-plus year warranty. I mean, give me a break, dude. Free shipping and returns on the mattresses. Most products ship in 24 hours. There's in-house customer service, support, and sleep experts always waiting for you if you need questions, concerns, comments. There's five different types of mattresses, all designed to help you sleep longer, deeper, and cooler. There's Ghostbed Lux. It's the coolest bed in the world. It's the most popular one. It's got the signature Ghost Ice cooling technology with seven layers of comfort and a balanced medium feel. All you got to do, okay, if you want this hot deal right now with fast free shipping and 101-night sleep trial so that you can sleep comfortably and confidently, don't miss out. Right now, go to ghostbed.com/ALN and use the promo code ALN right now for 50% off your order. Guys, ghostbed.com/ALN, promo code ALN at checkout for 50% off your order. I'm not even joking. This is a wild deal. You're not going to see this anywhere else. You got to do it. Cyber Monday. It's here. This is what we want. Do it. Ghostbed.com/ALN, promo code ALN for 50% off your order. All right. Start taking care of yourself and sleep better with Ghostbed.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Today's episode is the Dr. Phil Live from Washington, D.C. with Jim Norton, Are You Garbage, Josh Adam Myers, and a whole lot more. It's a wild episode shot live in D.C. The full episode is up to watch on YouTube, but we want to drop the audio for you guys on the podcast because some of you like to listen when you can't watch, if you're driving around town, maybe to your OnlyFans agent's house, or you're driving a truck full of beer and bread or butt plugs. Anyway, enjoy this episode. And of course, check out all the Dr. Phil Live shows on YouTube. And if you want to come see us live, we are on tour, baby. Dr. Phil Live theater shows all over the country. We are in Arizona tonight. We are in San Diego tomorrow. And then coming up, we got Vegas, San Francisco, Austin, Dallas, Atlanta, Boston, Cleveland, Detroit, Kansas City. It's going to be wild. I just threw up in my mouth because I'm so excited. So go to AdamRayComedy.com for all those tickets. Also, all my stand-up dates are at AdamRayComedy.com. And come out and see us. The Netflix special, Adam Ray's Dr. Phil Unleashed, is on Netflix streaming now. Check that out. Dr. Phil merch is all at AdamRayComedy.com. And I'll see you guys on the road. Enjoy this special episode of the About Last Night podcast. Dr. Phil live from D.C. Have a good week, guys.
DC, make some mother noise if you're excited to be alive tonight. It's the home of freedom. Good to see you guys. What's up, you perverts up front? Look at you. Jesus, that fit your body. You guys excited? Dr. Phil live, the second night of our tour in Washington, D.C. Tysons, Virginia. Heard of it? Fired up to be here, you guys. We got a good show for you tonight. Tonight's show is all about conviction, okay? Webster's Dictionary defines it as a firmly held belief or opinion, okay? Maybe you've got strong convictions about the idea of your 17-year-old daughter wearing a tube top to the dance, okay? Not because she's putting out a sexual vibe, but because her fat rolls are going to embarrass the family. We've all been there. I know my wife, Robin. Give it up for my wife, Robin. 48 years of bliss. We've done everything sexually, upstairs, downstairs. Shut the fuck up, sir. My wife, Robin, is constantly having strong convictions about whether or not I pee sitting down. I always tell her, bitch, it's more comfortable. Takes the pressure off my knees. That's my argument, is that it's more comfortable. That's my argument, okay? Her argument is that it's gay. So I try to see it from both sides. But we've got a lot of psychos and lovebirds in the house tonight. Jay, go ahead and hit those lights for me. Let's take a peek at these people. I had a mac and cheese portable in the car on the way over here. Got crazy people here tonight. A lot of people with their own convictions in life, yeah? Sir up front, you got a Cookie Monster shirt on, and you're clearly not a 7-year-old boy. What's going on with that? It's Cookie Monster smoking a joint, yeah? And what's your first name, sir? Matt. And what do you do here in Tysons, Matt?
Tractor trims.
You drive who?
Tractor trim.
Tractor trailers, yeah. And how long have you been driving tractor trailers, Matt?
10 years.
10 days?
Years.
10 years. Okay, so it's a pretty, yeah. Matt, what are you on right now? Do you mind me asking? You seem like... Are you a little stony baloney yourself, Matt? You wish? Do you smoke weed, Matt?
Can't.
You can't? What happened, Matt?
My job.
Your job? The tractor trailers, yeah? Yeah, yeah. And who's this to your left, Matt?
My wife.
Your wife? How long has she been your wife, Matt?
Unfortunately, 10 years.
Unfortunately, 10 years. We'll be right back. Had to take a commercial break from that shit. That's a fucking gangster answer on a fucking Saturday night. She's right next to me. He's like, oh, this old stinky twat? Yeah, she's unfortunately riding home with me. And what's your name?
Leanne.
Leanne, let's go. And you met Matt 10 years ago. What did he say that really piqued your interest? What gave you strong convictions about who he was?
I've actually met him when I was 14.
You met him when you were 14? We'll be right back again. What the fuck? Let's go to this side of the room. Holy shit. Thanks for coming out. Okay, let's keep it moving. Guys, coming into the show just a tad late. Yeah. Yeah, where are you headed, sir? Sir, with the long hair? Sir, how you doing? Yeah? Are you sure you're in the right place, sir? Yeah, what's your name?
Tristan,
you trying to find your seat, Tristan?
Yes, sir.
You just getting here tonight?
Yes, sir.
And what, you got a bag of popcorn? You brought your own popcorn into the show? Yeah, okay. So you're smoking all the weed Matt can't, yeah? And Tristan, what do you do for work?
I work for utilities.
For utility?
Yeah.
Is there more to that sentence, or is that just, I work for utility? Are you retarded, Tristan? What's going on? Just a little bit? Yeah, we've all got a little tism inside of us. Well, that's good. Sir, I like your shirt. It says Duffin. Yeah, you got a cartoon character. Backwards purple hat. A little tie dye. What is it?
Muffin.
Muffin, yeah. And what does that signify, sir? What's your first name?
Ben,
and what does it signify, Ben?
From Bluey.
It's from Bluey. Like, what's that?
Cartoon.
It's a cartoon. All right, you don't have to be a dick about it. I'm just trying to make small talk with you, Ben. Bluey the cartoon. Are you a big fan of cartoons, Ben?
Yep.
Yeah, and how old are you, Ben? 43. And what do you do for work where this personal fact isn't getting in the way of your day-to-day? You're a graphic designer. Hell yeah. And who's this gentleman to your left, Ben?
My brother.
That's your brother. How long you guys been brothers? I don't know what to ask you. Keep her right here. Sir, good to see you. You look like Haley Joel Osment if you fell off of a hammock. You got a cool beard. You got nice long hair. Yeah? Who's this to your right? Is that your Uber driver? Who is that? You don't know him? Sir, I like you. You got the gold chain. You got the cool Backstreet Boys mustache. You got the pierced ears. What's your name, sir? You're who I want to be in about 45 years. What's your name, sir?
Mike.
Mike, what do you do here in Tyson's?
I work at a restaurant.
What's the restaurant? Let's give it a little bit of a shout out.
It's an IHOP.
It's an IHOP. Who's been to a motherfucking IHOP before? Who's been fucked up face down in a bucket of cum and pancakes? Just me? IHOP, let's go. Your first name again? Mike? Mike, do you mind standing up and showing the crowd what you're working with? I love everything that's going on with you. Look at this guy, dude. Imagine this guy. Imagine Mike walking over to your table about 9 p.m. going, hey, would you like a Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity? Sorry, that was a pretty racist accent I just did. Let's go. And Mike, was that the dream to work at IHOP? Or did you get fired from Denny's and just made the move?
No, it wasn't the dream.
It wasn't the dream?
No.
That's what I'm talking about. What was the dream, Mike? Let us in. What was young Mike fantasizing about? Sometime tonight would be great, Mike. Did you have a dream as a child, Mike?
Something that makes money.
Something that makes money. Okay, so yeah, just not really shooting for the top. Just kind of give me some cash money so I can buy that cool necklace. Does that necklace signify something, Mike?
Nah, just my girlfriend bought it for me.
That's a sweet move. Is this your girlfriend to your right?
Yes.
And what's her name?
Carla.
Carla. Carla, what do you do here in Tyson's? Carla, hablo inglés? What's going on right now? Do you speak? She's what? She's shy. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, we're all adjusting to being back outdoors post-COVID. Carla, what's the best thing about Mike? You met Mike, okay? How many years ago?
10 years ago.
Ten years ago, okay. And was it also at the IHOP? Were you working? Yeah, it was. Okay, fucking. This might be the sweetest, no pun intended, story I've ever heard. Pour a little syrup on this fucking tail. Carla, what was Mike's opening line? Was he all decked out? Did he just, he smelled like fucking sourdough and bacon bits or what? He did, yeah. Did he say something that really piqued your interest, Carla, that got you all fired up and wet in the right areas? The pussy is what I mean by that, Carla. Did he get you? What did Mike do or say that made you want to play with yourself on the way home? Okay, the balcony's into this. You, on the bottom floor, need to fucking step it up. These are the real questions because I want real answers, okay? I didn't come 90% of the way to get 10% of the information. And I just came up with that shit. Carla, what did Mike say to you? And then we'll get into some show here. Do you remember? Did he have a pickup line? That's always a tough thing as a guy, right? Like guys, you know, it's a tough thing, you know, in the Me Too era. You know, one thing you don't want to do, I think, is if you hug a woman with big boobs, you don't want to go, mm-mm, good, when you do it. Right? You want to try to keep your penis in your pants as long as possible. You know, let her ask to see it. Right, Mike? Mike, would you remember what you said to Carla?
Want to go out for a drink.
Want to go out for a drink? Yeah. And Carla, you said?
Spit in my mouth.
Spit in my mouth? Who the fuck said that? My man. What's your name, sir? Who?
Rich.
Rich, yeah. And why'd you do that, Rich? Felt like an odd time and an odd choice of words for you to say. Say it again.
What my wife said to me.
That's what your wife said to you. Said spit in your mouth. And what'd you do, Rich?
I spit in her mouth.
Say it again?
I spit in her mouth.
Okay, thanks for coming out. Rich, do you have children? You do? Someone get child services on the phone. One more time for Rich. That's a sweet guy with a sweet story. You guys excited to be here tonight? This is our second show on the Dr. Phil Live Tour. We got a fucking banger of a show for you. Balcony, you guys excited? We got two tiers up there. We got the Muppets on the left. We got the fucking degenerates on the right. We're going to have a good time tonight. Let's get right into it. Our first guest tonight on the Dr. Phil Live Show, you might recognize him from his Netflix specials, okay? His appearances on shows like Louie and Tough Crowd, his Sirius XM radio show, Jim and Sam, and of course, you have seen him multiple times crush it on Kill Tony. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Jim Norton!
Thank you.
Holy shit. Jim Norton, ladies and gentlemen, one more time. Let them hear it, huh? Let's get right into it, Jim. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Dr. Phil. Thank you for having me.
It's good to see. We got the same haircut. I like that.
Yes, we do. And you knew I'd be available. I got this call last night, and they're like, he'll be available on a Saturday. And you were right, sir. I am.
Well, I appreciate you coming down. You live in New York City, correct?
Yes, sir.
New York. Is there a big difference between New York and D.C.? I was talking to Jim, sir.
I would say escorts here are 20% higher.
Prostitutes. I love that.
Yes, sir.
Now, the escorts, they're higher here because what, inflation?
And also politicians. Everybody's down here that has money. In New York, they know we're more working class people, but here they figure that we wear suits to work, and they're higher priced.
Yeah, it's funny when you see a politician that gets outed for eating some nasty shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it depends on what they eat.
Depends on what they eat. Have you ever, have you hooked up with an escort ever?
That's so cute, Dr. Phil. I married one.
You married one. I did read about that on Wikipedia. I wasn't sure if that was true or not. So you married an escort.
Well, you know, this ex-sex worker, yeah.
Yeah. Now, this begets an interesting question. I'm a big fan of people who put their money where their mouth where their money, whatever the saying is, right? People that want to work hard and think outside the box,
sure.
Right? And, you know, I've seen you say publicly that you're a fan of prostitution and people of transgender, right?
Sure.
Yeah, and I think that's fine. People that don't subscribe to that, I never understand. It's like I'll go to an IHOP, right, Mike? And, you know, I'll get the fruit and the sausage, you know? And I'm not trying to discriminate. There's probably a better pairing of words to use for that analogy, but...
I order the Adam's apple.
That was tonight's Doritos joke of the night. Yeah, it's, is there a certain thing, do they have to say something? How can you tell an escort apart from just a normal gal walking the streets?
Typically, if I say hello and she says hello back, she's a hooker.
Is there a certain wardrobe that comes with, like, if there was a Barbie hooker, you know what I'm saying? What would be, like, the, I guess, the attributes or the wardrobe that would accompany the body?
I would say a skirt. I like a nice short skirt.
Sure.
I like a see-through top, something very sexy that you can kind of see the outline of the nipples.
Yep.
And I like something, a nice thong that kind of hides the dick.
I'm sorry, what was that last bar you just said? Yeah, it's well, yeah. I mean, you want to be surprised, right? I think life is all about being surprised.
Sure. Is it as big as the ad says? Who knows?
Yeah. A buddy of mine once went on a date with a hermaphrodite, right?
Oh.
And that's somebody who has both, correct?
I think so. I've never done it, but I've been meaning to.
Is it? Yeah. Well, it's only 7:30. Is there a hermaphrodite here tonight? Wouldn't that be crazy if there was like 20?
Yeah.
My friend, he once took an Uber, right? And, you know, he's doing okay money-wise. And
sure.
He took the Uber and he made a nice bond with the driver. And they went on a date. And halfway through the date, she goes, you know, I'm a hermaphrodite. And he goes, okay, that felt like something you could have brought up earlier. And she goes, I just thought that you would be into that. You look like somebody that would be into that. And he's like, I'm offended, but can I see it?
Sure.
And... And she showed him, and I haven't talked to him since, but...
Well, I guess you can decide which one you want to enjoy while you're there. There's no need to feel pressure. You know, if you feel like exploring a little bit, you suck the dick, and if not, you just stick to the vagina. It's right there. Sorry.
I just had a flash to you teaching sex ed in about 10 years. Have you had day jobs before comedy?
Yes, I was a forklift operator, and I worked in warehouses. I dropped out of high school, so that was pretty much my life.
Dropped out of high school. What grade?
Senior.
A senior year. Okay,
yeah.
So you were almost about completed.
Close, yeah.
What made you drop out? Just the rigmarole of life?
Drinking, doing drugs, suicide attempt, rehab, you know.
Yeah, I read that you were drinking at 13. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's a fun time.
Yeah, it was. I had to get the taste of dick out of my mouth. Strange childhood.
What was your go-to choice of cocktail? When I first started drinking, it was like Capri Sun and vodka, right? And then I became like a mojito guy, right? And then, you know, there's, you know, Diet Pepsi and Don Julio, right?
Yeah.
You can pretty much do anything. You know, that's kind of the cool thing about being a fucking booze hound, right?
Yes.
Mike, what's your favorite drink? Miller Lite? Yeah. And what's their slogan? That's it's Miller time, right? By the way, what a real fucking lazy-ass slogan.
Yeah.
That's really catering to the alcoholics. Sure. They're sitting at home like, oh, fuck, I thought it was 4:15. I guess it is Miller time. So you like, what did you like to drink at 13, Jim?
We drank Meisterbrau. You ever hear of Meisterbrau? It was a shit beer, and a case was really cheap. I think $8 for a case, so a couple of guys could get drunk on $8. It was garbage beer.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit beverages like that that just go down easy,
yeah.
Right? But they're affordable for most of the. Is there a drink out here in D.C. that you guys fuck with? Is there something that tonight that people are going hog wild on? You know what I'm saying? Like Ben, when you're not, you know, wearing cartoon T-shirts in public, do you go get fucked up somewhere and throw them back?
Yeah.
Great. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Yeah.
For sucking the energy out of the room. You grew up in New Brunswick, New Jersey, Jim. That's fun.
North Brunswick, yes.
You guys, you heard of that?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the best part about growing up in New Jersey? Because people always shit on it, right? I mean,
yeah.
They shit on everywhere. You know, you go to Seattle. Everyone's like, oh, you must, you know, love coffee and want to fucking slit your wrist at a Panera.
Yeah.
You know, every place has got their stereotype. But Jersey, people know it for what?
It smells really bad, and it's next to New York. Those are the two big selling points of New Jersey. If the smell is overpowering, you can drive to New York and be attacked.
Is that where you... Yeah. Have you been attacked before?
Yeah.
By a hooker?
By her pimp. I was like, stop telling her you love her. She's working.
You're gonna make my mustache fall off. Yeah, I would not want to fight a pimp. There's probably, if I were to rank the top three guys I wouldn't want to fight, it'd be Will Smith, right? I probably used to thought that I could fight Will Smith pre-Oscar slap, but
yes.
That shit was fucking, that was powerful, right?
It was a good slap, yeah.
It was a good slap. He connected. But then, you know, Jared from Subway, I wouldn't want to fight that guy.
No, I wouldn't want to fight him or trade files with him.
Yeah. I just feel like you'd hit him wrong and you'd fall down and you'd realize he had a boner or some shit, you know? And not that I'm, you know, afraid of a hard cut, you know.
Sure.
All right, so yeah. What I mean by that is you want to be on the defense, you know.
With Jared, yeah.
With Jared, I think
yeah.
So.
It's that a foot was, long, yeah.
That was crazy. That was a pretty wild thing. Do you remember that? Where were you when Jared, I remember where I was on 9/11 and who sent me 2 girls, 1 cup, but I also remember... I also remember where I was when Jared got busted, because I was like,
yes.
This guy is leading the charge on obesity, fixtures. And now he's, you know, asking, you know, fucking some of, you know, he's asking the kids that like Ben's favorite show what they're doing on a Friday night.
Where was I when he got busted? I was in his basement hiding.
Have you seen Oppenheimer?
I did, yeah.
What'd you think?
Not enough tits.
Yeah. Yeah, most war movies are sans tits.
Unless it's about Vietnam, and then there's that running.
Fuck you guys, that was going to be funny.
The napalm? All right.
Can you have too big? I live in Los Angeles, and the tits can get too big,
yeah.
You know? Women are constantly going, is this big enough? And certain guys are like, you could go bigger, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like you can go too big, right? And on the flip, go ahead.
No, I'm agreeing. You can go too big.
You can go too big.
Sure.
Have you ever met somebody where you're like, these are the biggest hits of all time? I thought they were heads, you know?
No, but I've thought, why is one really big and one really small?
Ooh.
And I realized it was two different people.
Yeah, a friend of mine is a midget, and... Okay.
Yeah.
He might be here tonight. Check under your chairs. Quit making it fucking weird, Tysons. He hooked up with a girl once, and she had huge bazoombas, right? They
yeah.
were... they. You like that word? I'm trying to mix it up in 2024. I'm trying to go outside of the normal. You know, some guys like to say boobies or titties. I like the old cartoon vaudeville type terms.
Yeah.
Bazoombas or jumbaloos, right?
Feeders.
Feeders?
Yeah.
I fucking haven't heard that shit, but that's... Feeders, yeah. But I guess they are. They're feeding kids. Uh-huh. What do you call them, sir?
Gabos.
Gabos?
No, it's
Gabos. Yabos? One more time, sir, for the viewers at home. What the hocus pocus? This guy's trying to change the subject to his favorite Sarah Jessica Parker movie. Yabos. Yeah. Now, what's your name, sir?
Champ.
Who?
Champ.
Champ?
Chandler?
Chandler. And Chandler, who taught you the term yabos? Did everybody eat the same fentanyl brownie tonight? There's a lot of fucking spazzy-patazzy energy coming from the second tier. Jim, you said before on your show, Jim and Sam, and on your specials, how much you love stand-up comedy. Do you remember your first joke that you wrote? I'm always curious, when you get into this world, what did you do that made somebody laugh? Did you have funny family members, or did you just kind of throw a bunch of darts and they all stuck?
You throw a bunch of darts, some stick.
Yeah.
Writing stories as a kid, making people laugh.
Yep.
That was the way girls kind of noticed you without being repulsed. It was making them laugh. So, yeah, that kind of became the high, was making girls laugh.
Do you remember one of your first bits? You know, that's always fun.
On stage?
Yeah, that made somebody really go, this guy's kind of got it.
The first joke I ever did on stage, it was kind of racist, but I'll tell you, because it's.
I don't know if anybody else just got real excited, but
it's true. This was April of 1990. I said, wow, great news. NASA just discovered a new black hole, and it turned out it was Oprah laying spread eagle.
April 1990.
Fuck you, that's my friend. No, she does have a fat ass, though, but... Yeah, Oprah's one of those girls that really just took things up a notch, right? She started a small-town girl with a big-time body, right?
Mm, yeah.
And really just kind of took the daytime show up a notch. Do you have a daytime show, Jim, when you're farting around on the road? Do you have some guilty pleasure like Love Island or, you know, Love is Blind or Love is Deaf or Down Syndrome, Buck Naked, Deaf Blind Love?
Price is Right.
I love Price is Right.
Love the Price is Right.
You'd be a great host of the Price is Right.
You think so?
I think so.
Why?
Well, you got a fun vibe. You're affable.
Oh,
I also think you wouldn't take shit from people. Because there's always, every now and then, there's some fucking idiot who doesn't know how to do Plinko, right?
Yeah.
And I always, if I was the host, I was like, this guy deserves a fucking nut tap, you know? Yeah. A friend of mine is in a wheelchair. She went on The Price is Right, and they gave her a treadmill as a prize.
Oh.
You should laugh. That's fucked up. I mean, she had a good sense of humor about it. She rolled with it, you know?
Yeah. And that's good. It will encourage her to walk better.
Yeah. I mean, it's fucked up, though, because some of the prizes are just, they don't fit the moment, you know?
Right.
What would be the thing? You ever see those times where the people get so, they go nuts because they get like a dinette set or a fridge, right?
Yeah.
They drive all the way from Delaware and they're like, I can't believe I got a fucking toaster, you know? I don't do accents, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it sounded right.
Do you watch that show and think, you know, what would I want to win? You know, do you have a guilty pleasure prize?
Good question. I typically watch it, not for the prizes, but I just think it's fun to watch a fat person run really fast and then lose.
That is one of the funnier parts of that show.
Yeah, it's a great joy I have.
Because they say, come on down, but, and they're, you know, it's almost like they said, come on down, there's some fucking, you know, Kobe beef sliders at the end of the runway.
Yeah, and then they have to walk back up the steps, which I think is...
I would want to, you know, I always fantasize if I got called, you know, come on down, you know, because that's your moment to shine.
Sure.
You get to be fully you for about 12 seconds. Like what, you pretend to be Rod Roddy, RIP, the old Price is Right announcer.
Sure.
And I'll say, Dr. Phil, come on down, and I'll show you how I would come on down, okay?
Dr. Phil, come on down.
You know, and then they'd probably cut that out, but I just think you got to take advantage of the opportunity, which you've done in your life, Jim. You've taken advantage of the opportunity. You've been on some cool shows. You performed at some cool places. Your specials are some of my favorite. And you're not afraid to talk about the real shit. You talked about that you're a sex addict,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
What is that like? Because, I'm getting older in age, and so it's tougher to reel me into the bedroom, you know? Robin's got it. She's got it. We're aging together, so the bodies look a little different
sure.
than when we first met, right? Matt, I'm sure you can subscribe, right? When you and Carla first met, right? You probably had some hair on the top of your head, yeah? Yeah.
He lost it at 18.
He lost it at 18?
Oh.
So you were what, 4? Remember from earlier? Okay, I thought that was a good callback. Fuck you guys. You lost it at 14 or 18? 18. Shit, man. My condolences. Yeah. Well, you're rocking it well. Yeah. You got the beard kind of compliments the bald head.
Yeah.
Where were you on January 6th, Matthew? Don't answer that. Jim, is it tough to get out of being an addict sexually? First of all, is it fun?
It's really fun.
Yeah. It looks like a blast.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah. Is there something about, not being able to control yourself that's exciting?
Yeah, it is. Am I going to get caught? Am I not going to get caught? Is my girlfriend going to find out? Is she not going to find out? And then you go for it, you got to go for a little test, and that's when it's not fun.
What's the craziest thing that you were addicted to, if you don't mind sharing? And then I'll go next.
I mean, I don't know if it's crazy, but I don't like condoms. So I would say pay for sex without condoms.
Well, yeah, fuck, I'd rather go to IHOP when the lights are off. You want to talk about rolling the dice? Condoms do get in the way. It feels
sure.
way better to go without them. Who's still wearing a condom?
Ah, rookie.
Who said woo? Sir, right here. What's your first name, sir? You're Max? Max, stand up for me real quick. I love the audience. House lights on for a second. Max, turn around. Look at this guy. Max,
dude, you're Dr. Phil. This is awesome.
Max, I love you. You got a cool tattoo. You look like you're a bouncer at a roller skating rink. That's a compliment. That's a tough job to get. Max, you're still wearing a condom. Poor Kay.
I'm not ready to have kids yet. I want to be a great dad and make sure I'm ready to do that when it comes, man. So just take...
Boo.
Pussy. No, that's a sweet answer, Max. That's a sweet answer. Well, have you ever tried to fuck, or is it just, it's too good, so it's tough to, tough to pull out. Max, where'd you get that shirt, by the way? You got Godzilla on that shirt. Your dad? Your dad gave you that shirt? You trying to make me fucking cry tonight, Max?
That's kind of a shit gift, isn't it? 30 years after you watch Godzilla? Here, I figured you'd want this.
What age did he show you Godzilla, Max?
Like 5.
Holy shit.
Get after it, man.
You get after it, yeah. I guess that's not too... Yeah, I showed my kid Schindler's List when he was 4, so...
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato, Ray Romano. Do you know
sure.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, Jim, I'd like to close this chunk out. And by the way, you were a blast. One more time for the great Jim Norton. Huh? You're a real living legend. I appreciate the fun.
Thank you very much.
You're
Dr.
a beast.
Phil.
You're just one of the best. Check out Jim's specials all on Netflix and Epics, and you're just one of my faves. And I want to do a game with you real quick.
Sure.
Because we've talked a lot about intercourse tonight.
Yes, we have.
And there's a lot of ways to do it. There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's. Do you know what I'm saying? So... I'd love to put up some pictures, some Kama Sutra pictures, and I'd love for us to go through and try to come up with a name for the position. Now, there is a name for each position, but I'd love to see if you've got a take on some of these. So, Steven, go ahead and show me that first sexual position, if you don't mind.
I would call that the I hope you're wearing a clothespin on your nose.
No, this is actually called Where Are My Keys? Steven, go ahead and show the next one.
I shit, you shit. I shit, you shit.
Pretty. We'll take that as a consolation. This is actually called the Down Syndrome Staring Contest. I didn't write these. Next one, Steven. This is actually my first headshot when I entered the business.
You want me to name that? Fucking hot.
Yeah. No, it's actually called the Titanic Buttfuck. Next one, Steven. Now, this one... I mean, he's... You know, this could be Max wearing a condom, but it... Yeah. It feels somewhat familiar. Yeah, you know, this is a pretty standard position, I think, in the...
Very much
in the boning world. You got a name for this one, Jim?
It's a very unsexy breast grab. I would say that's a very tentative little titty touch.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a gay guy doing it.
Yeah, he's very hesitant.
He's like, oh, I don't know if this is what I want yet, which is fine.
Yeah, and he has the hair of a homosexual. He definitely has the hair of a homosexual.
I mean, because, you know, most guys, and Matt, you can attest to this, the first time you grabbed a boob, you know, it's, you fucking, you're a little aggressive, you know, because you can't believe you're getting to touch it, right? Isn't that right, Max?
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Max. Yeah, this one's actually called the checkup. It's good to get checked for breast cancer. Okay, next picture, Steven. I did not fucking pick this one. What the fuck is this right now? This is off some fucking Black Mirror website. What is this shit? What is this, sir? The foot? It's the wrong way? That's what you took from that picture?
Yeah, no. This is called the... This is how she gets that ring she's been asking for. Or the guy from Operation gets his ass eaten.
This is actually called the sleeping tea bag. Next picture, Steven. She's got some nice yabos.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
That looks like she had a drink at Diddy's party.
That is correct. Jim Norton, ladies and gentlemen, that is a living legend right here. Jim Norton, make some noise for him. The one and only Jim Norton, let it hear him, ladies and gentlemen. There he goes. Go see him on the road. He's one of the best in the motherfucking business. You guys having a good time so far on the Dr. Phil Live Show? We got a lot more show left. We ain't even close to being done. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back, everybody. All right, so we cut our commercial budget. We ran out of money, so we do have an ad that we need to get through, but I'm going to need some help with this. So, Jay, if you could turn the lights on for me real quick, I'd love to find somebody in the crowd who is willing to come up on stage and help me read our commercial. They've got to know how to... You know, spell and read words. They've also got to, you know, maybe be a little fucked up. That'd be more fun for this experiment. I'm taking around. My man, yeah, I like that. I like your energy. You got some cool dreads. Looks like you're wearing a fucking purple pimp suit. Yeah. You look like maybe one of four black guys in the crowd. Come up on stage, sir. Let's get this guy up on stage real quick, sir. Sir, you're going to go this way. You're going to go all the way across there towards that exit sign. You see the hot guy with the mustache? There you go, sir. Take your sweet-ass time like you're walking to a CVS to buy a fucking pregnancy test. Right there, sir. Thank you so much. Okay. Matt, you good? You having a good time? Carla, you okay? I saw you crying earlier. Is that okay? Blink twice if you're being held against your will right now. You're okay? Okay, good. Carla, what's your tattoo of on your left sleeve there? That's a penguin? Yeah, why do you got a penguin on your sleeve? It's a family of penguins? But why do you have it? Yeah, well, that was a little scary. I'm not going to lie. What's up, my man? What's your name?
Chandler.
Here, take that mic behind you, Chandler.
People? May I sit?
Fucking, I don't feel like stopping you. Guys, keep it going for Chandler real quick, huh? Yeah, just put your drink down, take your cock out, do whatever you want, Chandler. What, are you drinking a vitamin water? What is that?
No, that's a whiskey and water.
Let's go. You a little fucked up, Chan?
Very much so.
Let's go, dude. Chandler, what do you do? You live here in Tysons, or are you a D.C. native?
I do not. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Let's go, dude. Shout out. What part of P.A., Chandler?
P.A., Harrisburg, capital. Stillers, where y'all at? Yes, it do. Monday.
Chandler, you look like if Marshawn Lynch fucked Willy Wonka. And that's a compliment. I love both those guys.
And you look like Dr. Phil. That's a compliment.
I love you, baby. I love you, Chandler. Nice rings. Holy shit.
I mean, I do what I do.
Oh. That's some cool Blake shit. I got to be honest. I'll do what I do. That's a bumper sticker right there. Now, Chandler, I've got an ad. Okay, I need to get through this commercial before we keep on moving. So I would love to get through this. You mind if I take a sip of your whiskey real quick?
You go right on ahead.
Just to make sure there's nothing bad in it.
Johnny Walker Black, if anybody wants to give me a, you know.
Yeah, I don't see color. But, all right, so let's, Johnny Walker White is just fine to me, but... Let's go ahead and get this ad. Steven, in just a second, I want you to hit me with some commercial music. And Chandler, I'd love you to take center stage. I want you to read through this, okay? Take your time. It's a cold read, which means you have no time to warm up. I don't want you to skip over anything. I want you to read through it and just read everything that's on the page, my man, so we can get this ad into the Dr. Phil Live Show. Can you do that for me?
I'm going to do the best I can.
Okay. Yep. You stuttered and fucking slurred through that sentence. You guys want to hear Chandler do a little ad for us?
The alcohol is coursing through my veins.
The alcohol is coursing through my veins like fucking alcoholic Danny Zuko over here. All right, Steven, hit me with some commercial music. Go ahead and take that. Take center stage, Chandler, and take your time, and let's get this ad out of the way.
DC Commercial Reading. Every year, 4,000 Americans come to DC with their thumb up their butt. Like me. These people come in from all over the world hoping to see where Forrest Gump reunited with Jenny before he fucked her while she had AIDS. Jenny. Spoiler alert. Forrest Gump got Jenny pregnant while she had HIV. Anywho, DC is more than just the Lincoln Monument, the Smithsonian, the Capitol. We've got Chuck Schumer? Who the fuck is that? Crab cakes? The guy who sold Gilbert Arenas that gun? Oh shit, I lost my space on that one. That was a good one.
Take your time, baby. Do what you do.
What do Dave Chappelle, Genuine, and Bill Nye have in common? They're all from motherfucking D.C. That's right. If you know anyone who's out there talking shit about our home, call the number below. Also, I have small balls. Yamas is the shit. Who the fuck is Yamas?
That's pronounced Hamas.
Hamas? Okay. I tried to put a spin on it so I didn't look stupid, and it backfired all on my ass. 9/11 was an inside job.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't write that. That was not on there. That's all Chandler. Guys, one more time for Chandler. Let him hear.
You
got your phone?
Hell yeah.
You got your phone, Chandler? Let's take a picture real quick. Come on.
Fuck.
Where is it? How about I'll take it and I'll send it to you? Wait, I don't got my phone either.
You know, that would be a...
No, fuck, okay. Anybody got... Oh, here we go. By the way, I've never laughed harder hearing you go, who's Hamas? Is that Genuine's opener?
Can I get one?
Yeah. Guys, make some fucking noise. Turn those house lights on for me real quick. I appreciate you, player. Good to see you. You can put that shit right there. Chandler, I appreciate the love. Give me one more fucking cool high five. Good to see you, Doug. Chandler. One more time for that motherfucker. That's a cool-ass guy right there. I'd vote him into office any day of the week.
Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. Guys, the winter is upon us. Winter is coming. I know, Joe Biden. But things have taken a turn into a part of the year where people can, you know, get down in the dumps. You want to wrap yourself in a blanket with a bucket of hot chocolate and watch The Notebook and cry yourself to sleep. Well, look, family is a great way to spend the month of December. But sometimes family gets in the way. People will get on your nerves. Your brother-in-law pitches you a crappy movie idea. Your stepdad chefs bumps you while you're in the bathroom taking a poop. Everyone's got something that gets them riled up during this time of year. So therapy is a great way to bring yourself some comfort that never goes away, even when the season changes. Therapy is a gift you give yourself, and it's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries with yourself and your family. Empower the best version of yourself. It's not just for you. It's for the people around you, okay, that have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do, fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find comfort this December with BetterHelp. I love it. You love it. Try it. You're going to love it. BetterHelp.com/aboutlastnight. Go there right now. BetterHelp.com/aboutlastnight and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/aboutlastnight for 10% off your first month. Do it, baby, because you deserve it.
Hey, we're all doing it. We're all trying to do our best. We're getting down some damn dudes there. But hey, we'll jump out of the cockpit of the plane. We're going to skydive raw dog the world. Come on. We're living La Vida Loca, baby.
Thanks, Joe Biden. Couldn't have said it better myself. You guys, today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Blue Nile. Blue Nile. Guys, it's the time of year where you're looking back at all the amazing memories from 2024. I mean, that high school graduation, that circumcision, the election. But look, if you're in love like I am, you know that you're already looking ahead to 2025. And maybe, just maybe, those plans involve getting engaged to the one you love. Look, for anyone that's about to take that momentous step, I recommend sourcing their engagement ring from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile is the original online jeweler since 1999. Remember parting like it was 1999? Well, Prince did. He meant parting with a Blue Nile piece of jewelry. BlueNile.com is where you can create a bigger, more brilliant piece than you could ever imagine at a price that you honestly will not find anywhere else. That's Blue Nile. Okay, they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means that in most cases, they can meet or beat a competitor's price on a comparable diamond, and you can feel great about your purchase. Blue Nile is committed to ensuring that the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing diamonds and jewelry. That's always nice, and you can feel great about what they're doing and how they're doing it. Blue Nile also offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee with guaranteed free shipping and returns. Huge. Then guaranteed service and repairs for life. Don't worry, because every Blue Nile order is insured and arrives in packaging that won't give away what's inside. You never want your surprise to be spoiled. Blue Nile will never let that happen. In most cases, honestly, it can even be delivered overnight, just in case you want to make one more unforgettable memory in 2024. So right now, go to BlueNile.com and use the promo code ALN for $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's $50 off with promo code ALN at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com, promo code ALN for $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. Good night, good luck. Get him or her whatever they deserve because you love them, because you care. BlueNile.com, promo code ALN. Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Prize Picks. Guys, Prize Picks is the go-to place if you want real money with real sports action. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in award winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. Prize, I almost threw up in my mouth. I'm so excited. Look, Prize Picks is the best site out there. This is what people use when they want to make bets on sports. This is what they want to use when they're connecting with friends, because everyone's online and everyone is a valued Prize Pick partner. If you use Prize Picks, you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Okay? It's the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas. And it's also the best place to get real money sports action. I mean, guys, Prize Picks puts their members first. All withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I get my money in as quick as 15 minutes. They also offer Venmo for quick and easy deposits and withdrawals into your account this sports season. So sign up today right now and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed, baby. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups. Okay? You think James Cook will get more than 60 yards next week? Maybe. Joe Burrow pass more than 1.5 TDs? Cook up hot takes with your friends and win real money this football season. When you and your crew run your game on Prize Picks, it's the best way to earn real money this football season. Which players are going off, which ones aren't. This is what we're all talking about through text threads Monday through Friday. In less than 60 seconds, you make your picks. You turn your sports opinions into real money all season long. What are you going to do? This is what you're going to do, and this is how you're going to do it. Download the app today and use the promo code ALN to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks runs your game. Let it run your game. You run your life. Let Prize Picks run your game. This is what it is. Do it. I'm telling you. Travis Kelce, my guy, he's going for over 70 yards next week. I'm doing it. Prize Picks. Get the app today. Promo code ALN. Get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game. Money, 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 money. Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Acorns. We all have a personal relationship with cash money, okay? Where do we get it? How do we get it? How do we get more of it? Well, this is a time of year where investing and saving for your future is imperative, okay? What does Acorns recommend? Well, how about an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and automatically invests your money for you? So many things I didn't know about investing and needed some help and some quick lessons and stuff that I now know that I wish I knew earlier, and Acorns can help you with all of that. They're here to make it easy for you to start investing and saving for your future, okay? So take a moment. Think about what you got, think about what you want, and how you want your life to move forward. And Acorns can help you with all that. Head right now to acorns.com/ALN or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Once again, that's acorns.com/ALN or download the Acorns app and start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/ALN.
I ain't done yet, man. I love this fucking city. Give it up for fucking D.C. You guys are the fucking shit. It's a great place to be, and I want to continue preaching that sentiment. Please make it loud right now for the host of the goddamn Comedy Jam, the one and only Josh Adam Myers!
Let's fucking go! D.C., make some motherfucking noise! D.C.! DMV, get on your fucking feet! Let me see everybody in here! Where the fuck we at, DMV? Where my motherfuckers at on this side? Make some fucking noise! All the poor people up top that couldn't get tickets quick enough on StubHub, make some fucking noise! And everybody boo the rich people sitting in the fucking front! Over there, where are my people from the district at? DC people, where you at? Where are my people from Maryland at? Make some fucking noise. And where are my shitty Virginia people at? I grew up in Montgomery County, Maryland. This is the greatest area in the fucking world. I want a fucking party tonight. We're here with the one and only Dr. Phil! You ready to do this? 1, 2, 3, 4! Everybody clap your hands! Repeat after me, cause it's a D, M, and the motherfucking V. Come on. Amen, the motherfucking V. Sing it. Amen, the motherfucking. Sing it, bro.
Yeah, to the motherfucking.
Bring it down. Where are you from? From in this area.
I'm from the 22308.
I don't know where the fuck that is. Give me a city name.
Alexandria, VA.
Fuck you. Alexandria. Oh, you can't creep by there. You can't creep by in Virginia.
His name is Max, and he fucks with a condom.
That is a summer, he doesn't get to feel the vagina. Why don't you take off the fucking condom?
I want to wait until I'm ready to be the best fucking dad I can be.
Everybody! Everybody say, this dude is a goddamn homo. Everybody say, take the plastic cover off your cock.
The plastic cover off your cock.
Say that.
Take the plastic cover off your cock.
Come on.
Take the plastic cover off your cock.
Ladies, harmonize that.
Take the plastic cover off.
Say it sexy. Sexy. Here we go. Just you. Take. Stop clapping, white people. We got it now. Take the plastic cover off your cock. Sexy.
Take the plastic cover off your cock.
Sexier.
Take the plastic cover.
Now you, sexy too.
Take the plastic.
That's so gay. Don't. Dude, don't look at me in the fucking eyes. He's like, take the plastic. Also, I don't know why you started sounding like me. You were like, take the plastic. Two, three, four. Where are you from in this area?
Leesburg.
You poor motherfucker. Oh, he's a racist dude for sure. There's nothing wrong with that. It's 2024. Is this your girlfriend or is this your wife?
Wife.
What a fucking
wife.
I know, dude.
Thank you for asking.
So matter of fact, when was the last time she tickled your balls?
Before COVID.
Take the plastic cover off your cup. Take the plastic cup. Everybody sing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dr. Phil and Dr. Phil Jr.
Sing it. Take the plastic cover off your cup. Sing it.
The plastic cover
back.
Off your cup.
One more time.
For real? Why haven't you tickled this man's balls in a while? He's obviously doing good, you can tell by his zip up. Seriously, he probably has a Lexus. What kind of car do you drive?
The Metro.
Poor motherfucker. Everybody fuck up top, sing that. Poor motherfucker. I want to talk to this Amish guy. Yo, dude, are you on Rumspringa?
Absolutely not.
When's the last time she tickled your balls?
Not too long ago.
Prove it.
Yeah, prove it. Everybody put your hands up and go. Tickle, 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 tickle his balls. Come on.
Tickle, 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 tickle his balls.
Just the guys. Tickle, tickle. Just the ladies. Say it in Spanish.
Tickle, 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 tickle.
Fuck up. Dr. Phil.
I don't know any Spanish.
Dr. Phil, is there anything you want to ask this dude who just cream pied in his wife?
Well, she's got a baby in her belly, is that right?
Is that right?
Yes.
Thank God, because I fucked that up before. One time I was at an Olive Garden and I asked the waitress, I said, would you know the sex yet? And she goes, of what? And then I panicked and I go, you're fat? There was no baby in there. Who's the guy with the ponytail, Josh?
Where's he at? Ponytail man, where is ponytail?
Right there.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah. Ponytail man.
He's a ponytail
plan.
Come on. Ponytail man with a ponytail plan. Come on. You look like an
ice road trucker named Skeeter.
You're like, how you doing? It's me, Skeeter. I'm on Highway 66. I'm hauling lithium again.
I feel like I bought batteries from you in Grand Theft Auto.
Ooh, Skeeter, what do you do for a living, dude?
IT programmer.
Wait, can you sing that? Try that again. And don't just mail it in, motherfucker. There's 3,000 people here. Put some stank on it. Isn't that right, people? Everybody, let's pump them up. Everybody say, Skeeter, you can fucking do this.
Skeeter, you can fucking do this.
Everybody say, Skeeter, please don't fuck this up.
Skeeter, please don't fuck this up.
When you're having sex, right before you bust, what is your finishing move? Here we go, sing it.
IT programmer.
Wait, what the fuck?
Wait.
What move is that?
That might be the creepiest thing I've ever heard. Are you fucking a robot, sir? Yes, okay. You don't need to do that. Sir, how many sex dolls do you have at home?
Sing it.
4 or 5.
Do you have any names for them?
Great question, Josh.
No, I do not.
Which one is your favorite?
Great question, Josh.
The one that is bald.
I fucking love this guy. Keep it going.
That's
for Josh Adam Myers. Keep it going for Josh Adam Myers, ladies and gentlemen.
It's
there
the D-M-M, the motherfucking V.
Say the D-M-M, the motherfucking V.
The D-M-M, the motherfucking V. Sing it.
D.
Hold. When are you gonna tickle this man's balls? It's been a while and you can tell he is thirsty. Come on, lady, how about tonight? He got you front row at the Dr. Phil show. Everybody, tickle, 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 tickle this man's balls. Sing it.
Tickle, 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 tickle.
Put your fucking hands up. Come on.
Tickle, 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 tickle.
Look right at her. Turn and look at her. Like she's on your lawn, lady. Look at her. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Say it.
You say it. Tickle that man's balls.
Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Let's fucking go.
What's your plan for after this show, lady?
I'm going to tickle his balls.
There we go. There we go. Josh Adam Myers, ladies and gentlemen. Josh motherfucking Adam Myers. Keep it going for him.
Thanks for your noise.
Josh Adam Myers and Joey Pappas on the guitar. Give it up for them. And two of my new favorite children, Dr. Phil and Dr. Phil Jr. Keep it going for them. You guys can fuck off that way. Thanks for coming out. I don't like your fucking attitude. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck off, piece of shit. See you. One more time for Josh Adam Myers. See you, Dr. Phil. Your next guest, man, you guys might have recognized these guys from their stand-up specials on YouTube, okay? Their appearances on Kill Tony, their appearances on The Bonfire. They are on a national tour right now with their own hit podcast, Are You Garbage? Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for H. Foley and Kevin Ryan!
Look at this.
Let's go.
Dr. Phil, I'm going to break this chair.
You want to stand? I think you're fine. You're good.
Somebody got a lazy boy for the big man?
Do this real slow.
How we doing? I think it's good. Yep. How do you feel? There you go.
That's American made right there, gang. American made. None of that Timu shit in here.
What's Timu?
I don't really know, to be honest with you.
You guys look good. You feeling good?
Feeling good. Thanks for having us, Doc. This is great.
It's a real treat to have you guys here. I'm a big fan of your show. You guys watch or listen to Are You Garbage?
Thank you, gang.
Thank you.
You guys really have done it all. Now, you're both from Philly originally, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I remember...
Go Birds!
Hey, stop it. Say it again, sir.
That guy's probably from Philly.
Yeah. I don't know.
That sounds like Virginia.
Yeah, it also sounds like Kermit the Frog. Who was that back there?
Philly fucking socks.
Sir, you can't have that voice and scream that phrase.
Now, I'll kick all your asses.
Yeah, sir, where are you from?
6 mile run.
6 mile run?
What is that?
Did you lose to Eminem in a rap battle at some point? You fucking dork.
He had 2 more miles on me. Fuck.
6 mile run. Shut up.
Where did you guys meet, by the way?
At a wedding.
Let's go.
Pretty hot and heavy.
Foley, you seem like a fun wedding guest.
Yeah.
If you want someone to eat all the shrimp.
That's a fat guy joke.
There it is.
I'm pretty good until I find a bag of blow. Then it usually goes downhill from there.
Are you really a cocaine guy?
Yeah, I've been a cocaine guy.
Now, I have only done cocaine twice.
Okay.
Once was at an Arby's, and the other time...
I know that guy. He's pretty good.
Yeah. The other time was in Vegas, where I think you're supposed to do coke.
Sure.
Sure.
What is the most fun place to do cocaine?
In your room by yourself with a hooker. That's the best place to do it, Dr. Phil. Now, if you want to know the truth.
We had Jim Norton out here earlier who married a prostitute. What would be your favorite thing? Would you ever do that? Have you ever made a connection with a hooker so deep that you were like, this actually is now not only just someone I paid for, but now my friend?
I did. I did years ago.
That's how we met, actually.
And let me tell you something. He's expensive. And he doesn't kiss. Yeah, that did happen to me once. I remember this was years ago before I did comedy. I had a lady from the newspaper.
This was the 1920s, by the way.
Hey, you broads working tonight? Why don't you come wet my whistle?
What were her stats? You know, they always put like, 5'9".
6'3", 250.
8.5 inches. That's the girl I'm looking for.
9 rebounds a game, Doc.
Played European Summer League. That's all I knew.
Yeah. So you call the number on the page, and then what happens?
And then, this process usually is some money transacted, and right. Then the girl shows up. She was a Japanese girl.
That's hot.
Named...
let's say woman for legal purposes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Duh. Yeah. Now, this was in grade school. I was fucking moving quick. We had a connection, and I thought... I was so fucked up that I thought, like, I had a vision that I was supposed to, like, save her and, like, marry her.
I just picture him looking at her like, my mom's gonna love you.
And I thought we had this real deep connection, and then my credit card didn't go through and she left.
Yeah, you got to make sure you got enough cash in the bank, right?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, is there something about doing the podcast that you guys didn't expect? It's now been going for how long? Are you garbage?
About four years.
4 years, and yeah, give it up. I mean, one of the best shows out there.
Shout out to the Army of Garbage, baby.
You guys, the premise of the show is what?
We ask a lot of stupid questions about how people grew up to determine if they're garbage or not.
And is this based on your guys' own garbage past?
It is.
Yeah, it's based on our upbringing.
Pretty trashy. That's how it started. We started doing it on road gigs. We would make fun of each other for how we grew up, about like whether you had milk with dinner as a kid. Would you have milk with like spaghetti or cold pizza in the morning? Did you have carpet in your bathroom? Did you ever fall in love with a Japanese hooker? Those kind of things.
Yeah.
Simple stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a... I mean, I definitely had some...
We had you on the show, Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah, I opened up real quick. I think one of the questions was, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Sure.
You know, that's what every poor kid gets asked by somebody at their school.
Sure.
And there's not much I wouldn't do. I have, Mountain Dew Code Red. We had to use that instead of milk for cereal. That's a pretty poor
move. You guys in the X Games? What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. Our family was sponsored by parkour, but... Yeah, there's something about growing up poor that gives you perspective, though, right?
100%.
What's the poorest thing you've heard on the show? Like, what made you go, that's not just garbage, that's trash?
I remember Dusty Slay was living in a trailer with, like, his sisters and his sister's boyfriend. Oh, and fuck. He was the only one who had gone to college, and they used to make fun of him for being educated while all sitting in a trailer. Like, whatever, college boy.
And if I remember, they also thought they hit it big when they got two trailers and put them together and had a little walkway from trailer to trailer. They had a double-wide, double-wide.
They called it a sky bridge, I believe.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the weddings for a minute, because that is a great place to meet somebody. Not just a future life companion, but a friend. Is there something, Foley, have you been to weddings solo? Because you seem like the party starter type of guy. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not. I'm not a good dancer or anything like that, and I'm always too shy, and I don't look good in a suit, to be honest with you. When I, what do you say?
Bullshit.
All right, there
this
you go.
This dude's trying to, what are you, an Asian prostitute? What the fuck? Sir, sit down.
I can get you out of this life, baby. Just you and me. We'll run away together.
But you need those types of confidence builders, right? Everybody
yeah,
needs
I
a
like
little
that.
Mood boost from time to time.
Now, I don't look good in a suit. I'm not a good dancer. I would always be the guy sitting over in the corner with the other uncles and aunts drinking coffee while everybody danced.
Like an old detective.
Yeah.
Have you been to D.C. before?
Yeah, we were just here a few months ago. We did the Howard Theater.
Yeah. Let's go. Are You Garbage, Howard Theater?
Are You Garbage, Howard Theater, yeah.
Do you sightsee when you're here? This is a place that's full of history, right?
I went to the Capitol building. Checked for any open windows.
This was a couple of years ago.
I've also toured the Capitol. You know what's tough is when you go around the Capitol, we got a private tour, right? And it's tough because there's so much history there, but you can't help but be curious about some of the January 6th highlights, mm-hmm. right?
So the tour highlights, guy, yeah.
Well, the tour guide, God bless him.
Make it sound like it's on ESPN.
Top 10 moments.
Look at this fat bastard climbing through the window right here.
The tour guide was like, guys, follow me over here. Here's the very first courtroom where slavery was abolished in 1860. Right over here, very first courtroom where slavery was abolished in 1860. And I raised my hand. I was like, cool, 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 cool. Hey, where's the window where the guy in the wolf headdress smashed before he climbed through? Two minutes later, he's like, over here is the committee room where Sam Adams, Sam Adams, once said freedom of thought and the right to private judgment in matters of conscience help steer the happiness of this beautiful country. And I was like, cool, cool, cool. Hey, where's the hallway where that guy called Nancy Pelosi a slippery bitch? So you try to find that balance between history and fun.
You got to do like the State Capitol After Dark tour, something like that.
Oh, like the Black Lad tour.
Sure.
Yeah, find out where the stains are.
There's probably a lot of fucking spooky spots in that place.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Did you now, Bill? I always ask this every time I come to D.C. I'm immediately flooded with memories, like, you know, Martin Luther King, right? Mm-hmm. Monica Lewinsky, mm-hmm. right? And
what was she famous for again?
Well, she, I,
cigars, right?
No, I think she fucked, sucking dick. Yeah, as my friend Rich says, she fucking spit in her mouth, right?
Wow.
But, yeah, that's a tough thing to do because have you guys ever interned at a job?
I did, yeah, one time, and then after like a week, I just stopped showing up.
What was the job?
I was selling used forklift batteries. I swear to God, it was called New Life Batteries. And I worked with actual inmates. Like, they would let them out of jail for, like, 6 hours a day.
Holy shit.
And then at one point, I was just like, what the fuck am I doing here, man?
Yeah, these inmates, they probably got to have some cool stories, yeah?
Yeah, I kind of kept my distance, Doc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is there something about the forklift battery world that... That lured you in, or was this like a nepotism thing? Did you have a family member working there?
Yeah, we're big in forklift batteries. Yeah. No, I found it on Craigslist, which is never a good place to find a job.
That's where I found the hooker.
Now, garbage is something that you guys have in the name of your podcast, but it's also something that I think everyone can relate to and resonate with because we all have our own version of garbage, okay? Mm-hmm. And I do have some fans that are both garbage and both trying to pick the pieces up and put them back together.
That's what it's all about.
We have a lot of submitted fan videos that we've been sent for tonight's program. I would love to go through them and see if you guys can help me dissect.
That'd be great.
Some of these fans.
Yeah.
Do you guys mind if we pull up some of these fan questions and see if we can get some? So, Jay, when you're ready, go ahead and dim those lights. And Stephen, play our first fan-submitted video. See if we can help him out.
Hey, Dr. Phil. I would like you to help me with advice. What I have to do with this face God gave me, and how can I be around life making projects and shit? We'll be right back.
Man, Javier Bardem is looking rough.
That guy needed more and less teeth at the same time.
I thought that was Rachel Ray for a minute.
It only took 11 minutes to make the bolognese.
No, but he's trying to do his best. That's a guy that's going outside with a purpose, right?
Yeah.
He had to fucking follow someone home from work.
Throw a kid in a van.
Fuck a misconnection. That guy's in your window.
He does. The face usually does match the crime, right?
For sure.
Like, it's never, like, you ever read those news articles where it's like, you know, Minnesota man smuggled 15 pounds of chicken McNuggets in his asshole? The mugshot is always a guy going like this. It's never like hot Brad Pitt being like, hey, I didn't have any pockets, right? So this guy is trying to do his best, but he's also, I mean, he's on the struggle bus. He's got a one-way ticket to Oops-a-Daisy.
Sure.
What would you tell a guy like this? He said he's trying to work on projects, like a diorama. What did he mean by that?
I thought he was trying to fix his teeth.
That might be it.
That would be my number one project.
Yeah.
Teeth is a big deal. I feel like a lot of people are like, I'll work on my teeth later. But, you know, that's the first thing people see most of the time.
Sure.
He should fix his teeth and move away from whatever power plant he's living there.
6 mile run power plant.
Yeah. Steven, hit me with another video. Jay, dim those lights, baby.
Now, this is some good garbage right here. I've dedicated my entire life to garbage. This is my happy place. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I can't get enough of it. And my wife has left me because of it. If I could be that held one time in my life, I would love it so much.
And there's some flies here. So this is some good garbage right there.
My connection to people has been gone since I've given my life and dedicated it to garbage. Dr. Phil, can you help me?
Jesus.
I mean, that guy's going through a rough time, and he's actually here tonight.
No
shit.
I love
hearing him out. Do you guys want to meet the guest? Please make it loud for one of the best garbage men on the East Coast. Here he comes right now. Make some noise for... Here he comes. Come on, guys. Give it up. Make some noise. Here he comes. Jerry the Garbage Man.
This guy's got gingivitis for sure.
Yeah, he's put a toothbrush in his pussy for sure.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, what's your first name?
Anthony.
Andy?
Anthony.
Anthony, cool.
Massarelli.
Are you Italian or?
Something like that.
Okay. What? How long you been a garbage man?
Last 20 years.
Incredible. You love it?
Love it. Love it. I'm obsessed with it. I mean, my life has been ripped apart because of garbage, but it also makes me who I am. So there's the contradiction.
Right. And you said in the video your family's falling apart.
Well, yeah, my wife left me because I love the garbage so much. I tried to bring it into the bedroom. I tried to get kinky with it. I tried to reinvent the wheel, and ladies do not like garbage.
Well, now, fellas, have you ever met actual garbage like this? I mean, this guy lives and breathes it.
This is a lot.
Yeah.
I'd start with a haircut. Maybe she'll come back.
Yeah, does the carpet match the... what do your pubes look like?
Pretty much same thing.
Pretty much the same, yeah.
Maybe have the scoliosis looked at. That'd be the first thing I would do.
What's in the bag, by the way? It looks like you brought a little fun bag of party favors.
Well, I just surveyed some garbage around outside, and I brought some garbage with me. So
well,
there's
please,
a lot of...
Keepers,
you just roll with stuff. Garbage like this at all times?
Oh, at all times.
You got garbage on you? Okay. I'm so nervous.
Dear God. It's like some pad thai.
That's actual garbage.
Oh, fuck.
That's ice cream. I just saw a Q-tip.
That was mine.
Okay, so what do you...
Whoa. So there's a lot of chicken still left on this bone, so...
Oh, God, what the fuck?
Dude.
Jesus.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, Dr. Phil, what is this?
There's some ice cream.
Oh.
Ah.
That still don't go garbage right now.
Okay, all right, well...
Your wife left you? That's crazy.
Somebody threw away a whole loaf of bread.
Yeah, because there's dental floss on it, you fucking moron.
Oh, there's blood on that Q-tip, dude.
All right, so, Anthony, clearly you've got an addiction to your job.
I feel like people aren't relating to me right now.
I am a little bit, I'll be honest with you.
You've never been passionate about something that somebody else doesn't understand? You've never sought out a dream that nobody else will look at twice for you?
Anthony, I have to admit, I have thrown something out, like a to-go container, and then gone back into the trash to get it within the hour. Right? You've done that?
I mean, I do subscribe to the five-second rule.
Yeah.
That's pee, dude. Don't drink that.
Piss. That is piss.
Don't do it. That's
don't
pee from it. A cab driver.
Drink that pee.
No, don't.
Drink that pee.
Don't.
Drink that pee. Drink that pee. Man.
Oh.
This is my happy place.
Holy shit. This. All right, well, I got to ask you. What? So you
that microphone's ruined.
Yeah, fuck. We're definitely gonna have to pay for that shit. Yeah, I gotta.
Patti LaBelle's gonna be up here in a week. Like, what the fuck?
What dirty motherfucker was here last week?
Good black woman voice.
I'm actually trans.
Now. Now I gotta ask you, Anthony. This
I'll throw a hip.
We'll get to the bottom of this. To the bottom of that bag. But,
oh, there's spaghetti.
Jesus Christ!
I gotta get Is that a tampon?
Oh no, just some floss and some toilet paper and stuff like that.
Anthony, why are you doing what? Are you gonna be a garbage bag for the what the?
That's a good carrot though. I'll give you that. That looks organic.
Anthony, I gotta ask: are you gonna be a garbage man for the rest of your life? There's no way you can sustain this lifestyle.
No, I actually went to the doctor recently, and
what did he say?
Get out.
He said not good. He said if you keep eating this way, that I have about 6 months left to live. So.
That's pretty good for you.
So I basically, what I want is I want a protege.
What do you mean by that?
I've never had a child of my own. I have all of my family. They've left me over the years because of garbage. I want to find someone that, have you seen the movie The Santa Claus?
Sure.
The Tim Allen vehicle?
Exactly.
Okay.
What are you, a stepdad? Who calls a movie a vehicle?
So Tim Allen had to knock the Santa Claus off the roof, and then he became the Santa Claus. So I think somebody needs to out-garbage me right now and become my successor.
That guy's hand went right up, dude.
Okay, so I think
that's crazy.
I think I'm picking up where you're putting down. You're saying that you don't want to be a garbage man for the rest of your life. You need somebody to step in and be your successor, and you would like to have somebody come out on stage and go through a little garbage man training to see if they are equipped to fill that position. Is that what you're saying? Turn the motherfucking house lights on. Let's find that crazy
Let's
son
go.
Of a bitch right now.
Let's go.
I'm going to need one crazy son of a bitch to
Where
come up
at?
On stage who's got a strong stomach and has a zest for life. I mean, fucking Haley Joel Osment is real excited. This guy looks good. What's your name, sir? Jonathan. Jonathan, you've eaten some wild shit in your day? Who's Don Julio? What do you mean, Don Julio? Is that your name? What's your name, sir? Julio? Julio? He's what? He's retarded?
He went, yes, sir, I am. Reporting for fucking duty.
What's your name?
Welcome to another episode of Are You Tarded?
All right, go ahead and give me Julio and Austin. I appreciate you coming out, Tori. Julio and Austin, come on down. You're
his wife saying no.
No.
Divorce, divorce,
divorce, divorce, divorce,
divorce.
Wait, is his wife is saying no, but R. Kelly's saying yes.
Hey, when R. Kelly says yes.
Yeah, go. Oh my God, look at this.
This guy could use a good meal, too.
You really want to do it, huh, sir? What's your first name? All right, come on up, Tori. We'll make three out of this bad bitch.
Let's do it.
We're going to bring three degenerates up on stage. Here they come. Guys, please make it loud for Austin and Julio.
Let's go.
All right, you guys go ahead and... holy shit. All right, you guys... All right, Julio, stop doing jumping jacks.
Julio's got a lot of keys on
him. Yeah.
Here we go. None Austin, of them are... Guys, give it up for Austin, the only grown white man in a Tori Kelly shirt. what's the game here, Anthony?
So years ago, when a garbage man that I looked up to was giving me the initiation, he made me eat something called the shit pie. So tonight, we're going to do something special. Bring out the cart!
Oh, ooh.
Bring out the cart.
Start chanting shit pie and it might appear.
Shit pie.
I think Julio might actually be retarded. He hasn't faced the right direction the entire time he's been up here.
Julio thinks he's at church right now.
Yeah, Julio, I'm going to need you to fucking suck it up and get it together right now. We're not at a fucking quinceanera, okay? Stand right there, baby. I love you.
Julio with the sunglasses put on top of the hat with the glasses.
Yeah.
All right. We got Anthony, Austin, and who? No, we got Austin, Julio, and what? Jonathan. Okay. All right. Okay. We got a lot going on this. So, Steven, go ahead and hit me with some shit pie music. What is that?
That's pretty good.
Tampon commercial soundtrack? What is that?
So, do you have heavy flow? Sure, we all do.
All right, so talk us through this shit pie, Anthony.
So basically what's going on here is I just poured some milk over some lasagna, right? And this is what we call Italian cereal, okay?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fantastic.
Okay.
That's just one example of what you're about to see. And if you didn't like that, you're going to really hate what you're about to see.
All right, so we're going to make a shit pie. What sort of foods we got up on the diarrhea cart, Anthony?
Well, start opening these, yeah. Oh, yeah, so we got green beans. We got country cabbage.
Oh.
Creamed corn. Oh. Fire roasted diced something. Hot dog chili sauce.
Oh, God.
Bacon bits, horseradish, tartar sauce, ravioli, parmesan, queso sauce that's creamy, prunes, lemon juice, spray cheese, whipped cream, Mountain Dew, milk, and clamato.
Clamato, that was my Xbox screen name in middle school. Julio, I'm gonna punch you in the fucking cock if you don't stop dancing.
Go right.
Wait.
Woo, 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 Julio, 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 Julio.
That might be the saddest one-man chant I've ever heard.
Julio's definitely throwing up.
Yeah. Julio's going to lose his job and his wife tonight.
She definitely didn't want him to come up here, so that plan backfired. All right, we got Jonathan, Austin, and Julio. Let's, first of all, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be Anthony the Garbage Man's successor here in the D.C. greater area. First of all, let's go down the line. Who thinks Jonathan is going to win tonight's competition? Okay, who thinks Austin is going to win tonight's competition? He's got the bird crusher belly. And who thinks fucking...
Julio the Seal.
He's a crowd favorite.
Not only is he a Make-A-Wish kid, he's a fan favorite.
Julio's taking leftovers for sure, dude.
All right, so we're going to have you guys come up right here right in front of the cart. Wait, Julio, hold up. Oh, my God. What are you putting on that? Dear fucking God. Now, the goal is to eat as much as you can, I don't know, before you fucking throw up. Do your best. We didn't really think this through, I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, there's some prune juice. Oh, my fucking God. All right.
Julio already started. Julio's...
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, start your engines. On the count of three, guys, let's give them a little bit of support cheering, huh? We got Jonathan, Austin, and Julio vying for the spot of backup garbage man. One, two, three. Let's fucking eat that shit pie, baby. So far, Austin's in the lead.
Working the crowd. Julio's out.
Julio's out.
Julio sprung a leak.
it's
Julio
a bad idea.
Julio sucks. Julio sucks. Julio sucks. Julio sucks. Julio sucks.
It's a deadlock tie between Austin and Jonathan. They are face to face. Uh-oh. Something's coming up. Jonathan's got a mouthful of something. Austin's about halfway done. Julio, where are you going?
Julio, where are you going? Get up here.
Julio, the wall's not built yet. Stay right where you are.
Wow.
Here we go. Oh, my God. We've almost got a winner. Looks like Jonathan's about to clean that plate.
He's going to throw up.
He's got a fingernail. What was that, a fingernail? Holy shit. Oh, it's
Sorry.
A seed. Oh, he's got a seed. Don't swallow the seed. Yep.
What did they win again?
I think a T-shirt.
It's a T-shirt.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
I'll
we
give
are
you a hundred.
Close.
Whoever wins,
hold
I'll give you $100.
Pie up. I think it's just you got one more little bite there, Jonathan. Oh shit! There it is. Yep. One more little bite. He did it. Show us that play. Jonathan's a winner, baby. We got a new backup garbage man. It's Jonathan all the way from Rancho Cucamonga. Jonathan, you win yourself a copy of my book, We've Got Issues. We all got issues, especially Julio. He's definitely going home tonight with some diarrhea in his wife's purse. Are you okay? Austin, you lost. You put up a valiant effort. Looks like you blew Chef Boyardee.
Tastes like absolute shit.
Well, it's called shit pie, you dumb fuck. Julio, any parting words? You lost, but you gave a valiant effort.
The only thing I would say is thank you, DC. I love you. We're going to be okay. Let's get it on. I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm horrible about this thing.
Be nice to Julio.
Vote Trump 2024, Trump 2025, Trump, baby. Let's go.
He just said Trump.
Wait. Yeah, you guys didn't hear that. He just said vote 2025, Trump.
That's when Julio gets to vote.
January 7th.
Yo, Jonathan, congratulations. You have won. Come up here. You are the new garbage man. How do you feel?
Yeah.
This was awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations. Anthony, does he get the... Fellas, take a step back for me real quick. Step back for me, Jonathan.
Kneel before me.
Oh, this is how you officially crown the winner?
From all of the garbage men before and after me, I deem you the best garbage men on the entire East Coast!
Yeah!
Take your scepter.
Is that it? I thought you said there was going to be a cash prize for him, Anthony.
I only own garbage, so, I mean, he's welcome to...
Now, let me ask you something. Are you going to clean this mess up?
No.
So you just brought out all this bullshit. You're just going to leave it?
I was planning on it, yeah.
Let me ask you something. When I invited you out here, you said you had a cleanup crew with you. This is going to cost me a lot of money. I'm going to have to pay this union overtime for all the bullshit that's on this stage right now. Are you fucking with me right now?
No, I'm not.
Shut the fuck up, Austin, if you know what's good for you.
What?
Are you fucking serious right now? You're really coming on the Dr. Phil live show, the first Dr. Phil live show in Washington, D.C., and you're fucking disrespecting me in front of my new friends? This is bullshit, and I won't stand for it. Got him with the penis fart. And stay down.
Damn, don't mess with Dr. Phil.
Thanks, Foley. I'm sorry you guys had to see that. But I'm not sorry you guys had to feel that. Did you guys have a good time tonight on the Dr. Phil live show? I think we fucking did it up. Man. This might be the best motherfucking show we've ever done, and I'm going to say that once, and I'm going to say it again. Sir, if you can get out of here for this closing part, that'd be great. Thank you so much. Tonight we learned a lot, you guys. We learned that that you can work at IHOP, but that doesn't mean you have to stick to the script. Keep it going for my man Mike right here up front. We learned that you don't have to wear a condom in the bedroom. You can raw dog life, and that's exactly what Max is doing. Keep it going for Max, everybody. We learned that it doesn't matter what's between your legs. Love is love. Keep it going for the one and only Jim Norton, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Norton coming out, rocking the motherfucking stage for us. And obviously, every show's a little better with some fucking music in your heart. Give it up for DC Zone Josh Adam Myers, ladies and gentlemen, for coming out and ripping it up. Balcony, let me fucking hear you for Josh Adam Myers one more time. And I'll tell you this much, their show might be about garbage, but they're fucking the most stand-up stellar guys you'll ever meet. One more time for H. Foley and Kevin Ryan coming out on the Dr. Phil Live Show. And he's always here for me. He might smell like diarrhea, but he's got a heart of gold. Give it up for Anthony the Garbage Man, Jeremiah Watkins, out there on the ground one more time. Did you guys have a good time tonight on the Dr. Phil Live Show? DC, let me fucking hear you, baby. Get up on your motherfucking feet. I fucking love you guys. Robin, don't go to bed yet. I got a face mask and some butt plugs. Good night, everybody!
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.